first question in today's verses has a double meaning. And the obvious or simple answer isn't necessarily the best or the right answer. In fact, the translation we get sort of tells you that there's a difficulty with this question moving from the original language into English. When did you get here? The problem comes from the English translation of John's original text. When did you get here is the translation we just heard. But the verb that John uses for get is the same verb used to say come to be or begotten. So you see, there's another level to explore here. It is likely that John really wants us to explore the reason for the incarnation. In other words, instead of when did you get here, it's sort of what are you doing here? Or why have you come? Why is Jesus here among us on earth is the underlying question of all this. And with that question asked at the beginning of these verses, the rest of what Jesus says has a lot more importance. That crowd wants a sign because it's entertaining. I mean, after all, they didn't have cable or internet, okay? So what are they going to do for fun except chase around after this guy who does all these signs, or anyone else for that matter? So when a wonder worker comes among them, they're going to get up and get moving and follow and chase around after him. This crowd also wants free food. They've just had it just before this text. It doesn't cast them in a very good light, does it? Chasing around and wanting signs and wanting a free lunch. That crowd, in some ways, ought to disturb us and invite us to take a good look at ourselves. They're chasing all over looking for Jesus, but not to give something. They want to get something. Never mind that Jesus might want something from them. They just want to get something. Jesus wants their faith. It's sort of like that other story in John's Gospel of the woman at the well. Jesus expresses his desire, give me a drink. But of course, we know what he wants is her faith. That's what's going on here. It's a deliberate attempt in John's writing today to connect this incident to that story of the woman at the well. Jesus wants something here. And he wants something now from us as well. At that well, he wants that woman's faith, even though they keep talking about a drink of water. Here, just as before, Jesus wants faith, as now he talks about bread. As we proclaim this gospel in this assembly, Jesus looks at those who are here because, why? Because you want something? Well, John raises a challenge about that to those in prayer who are always looking for a sign, oh God, give me a sign, or begging for something. Isn't it interesting how our faith gets stirred up when there's a crisis or we want something? Down we go on our knees. He raises a challenge to us who go wandering around from place to place, church to church, because they want to be entertained or complain that they don't get anything out of it. It fails to cross their minds that Jesus might want something that they can give. Perhaps it is time for us to give some sign, just as it was time for the woman at the well to give a sign and go running back into town and bring those townspeople to Jesus because she believed. Perhaps it's time for us to give some witness to the one who is bread on this altar. Faith and fidelity require a lot of work. There's nothing free or easy about faith. Repentance is hard to maintain. Breaking the habits of sinfulness and achieving real virtue and true holiness is the work of a whole lifetime. We have to grow out of the idea that Jesus came to get us a job, solve some problem, heal some sickness, or make us happy and more comfortable. He says he came to accomplish the works of God, to give life to the world. He didn't say, "I've come to make you all happy." Jesus reminds those people that manna their ancestors received with Moses came from God, not from Moses. And so gratitude to God is the only appropriate response, not "give me more." For us, it's no different. Everything we have is a gift from God, and faithful believers never forget that. Those clothes that you wear and that closet full of them at home is really a gift from God. The food we eat is a gift from God, and we must remember that. The very act of remembrance is what Eucharist is all about. Remembering what God has done for us and then giving back to God what God has given us, His only Son. Through Him, with Him, and what? Amen. Jesus came to give us life. That is what we must seek above all and first of all. People of faith know the difference between what is perishable and what lasts forever. All of us must work to figure out the difference, to know the difference, and to believe in the one who says to us, "I am the bread of life." When we do, we will lack nothing and seek nothing except that which gives life.